Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
It just doesn't stop itching. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cancer Now podcast. Hilarious. My name's Isaac Butterfield, and of course I'm joined by Josh Bluey Nielsen. Bluey, how do you do?
This coffee's hot, but I'm well.
It's hot. I found some beans that I really like. I can't remember what they're called though.
Beans?
Coffee beans.
Oh.
Jelly beans. But you know what else I like?
Tell me.
This podcast. I like Geeb, producer Geeb. I like Josh Bluey Nielsen, good people. I also like the sponsor of this show, and that, of course, each and every week is Papa Macros. Macros. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Papa Macros show. This episode is called Papa Macros. It's not really, but, you know, papamacros.com.au. The best food that you can get your hands on, Josh Bluey Nielsen.
It's so fresh.
Yeah.
It is actually made very fresh. I think because you can order it a certain day, they're making it. It's not like...
It's so fresh. I opened a lamb recipe the other day and I still heard it.
It barred at me.
It barred at me.
The lamb is good.
Tasty and delicious, fresh, nutritional, locally sourced, calorie counted, portion controlled food. papamacros.com.au.
They are versatile too. I know I've been plugging them on the basis of if you've been pissing up all weekend and they're really great. I actually had a weekend off the piss.
Oh.
But I worked all weekend. Papa Macros there for me in the fridge.
Oh, they're great. They're great.
They're so handy.
They're and even though I'm pretty hardcore keto at the moment, I still get the meat out of the meat.
Yeah, the steak chimichurri is epic.
Oh, the steak chimichurri, ladies and gentlemen, it is really nice. Yeah. But if you want to get involved in this, these guys will take you from your shit rig to a hot rig. Nutritionally, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you. Right now, if you go to papamacros.com.au and use the code Isaac, you will get 10% off your order and your delicious food. They support the channel. You should support them. Bluey?
Eat it.
Just eat it. Just eat it.
Back to the show.
Back to the show. How you going, mate?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. It's been an interesting week. Your people have been...
What do you mean, you people?
What is Geeb doing? Fixing the cap.
At least he's here to do it.
Where were you last week? There was a few comments I found. There was a few comments I heard during the podcast.
I threw him straight under the bus.
Even in the comment section, people were like, no, good to see Gabe wasn't there.
Yeah.
Podcast went well too without him.
So I, didn't it?
James, you know, might be sick.
I did, for those of you who didn't listen to last week's podcast, it was really good on the topic of drug addiction with former rugby league player Jared Mullen. And the very sexual Dallas, the sex man.
Stone.
Stoney. I think that's his nickname.
Dallas Bone.
Dallas, show us your bone, the stone. Great dude. Anyway, great episode. But unfortunately, Claire was having some pain. She's very pregnant at the moment, 36 weeks or something.
She's pregnant as.
She is voluminous.
She looks great.
She does look great. She's doing well. She's actually up on the bike, the exercise bike at the moment. She hasn't stopped.
You can tell without being creepy, Claire's been training.
She fucking doesn't stop, mate. She's put on 10 kilos and that's it.
That's the baby.
That's the baby and a bit of fluid and a couple of cheesecakes.
Yeah. You got to have your cheesy.
You got to have your she actually hates cheesecake. Fucking what a woman. But yeah, no, she's doing really well. And she wanted to keep training and she's trained for the last, 10 years or so. But she went probably longer than that, 15 years or whatever she's been training in the gym. She got me into the gym.
Thank Christ.
I know. I was growing. cheesecake once again.
Thanks fucking Jesus.
Thank you, Papa Macros, 10% Isaac. but she didn't want to be one of those ladies who's pregnant and just sort of bludges.
Yeah.
Going to go on a limb. I remember what you said about women being pregnant women just thinking that's an excuse to be fat. And I don't think that's appropriate. Josh Bluey Nielsen from what's your address? No, it's so tough on a female being pregnant. Like their body just gets smashed by this growing parasite.
What about the boys? We've got to put up with the whinging.
Oh, and yeah, and all the food goes missing because of these fat women. No, it is full on. Like I've grown a whole new level of appreciation for what the female body goes through. Like
their body gets destroyed.
Destroyed. Like it expands. It grows out. The veins stop fucking working here, there, and everywhere. You get pains here. Now she's having, last week she was having really bad Braxton Hicks contractions, which are basically contractions that mimic real contractions.
I thought Braxton Hicks was a guy of Home and Away.
It's actually a band. It's a pop rock band. Pop rock? Is that a thing?
Pop punk?
Pop, hot pop punk. Have you ever heard throat music, Gabe?
Never. Never heard throat music.
What is it? It's fucking, what's it? Mongolian throat music.
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's fucking great. Sick. Can we play like 3 seconds so this video doesn't get taken down of Mongolian throat music?
Odd tangent to go off on, but I'm excited for it.
Mate. So that's what I wake up every night and Claire's doing that as she levitates above the bed during her Braxton Hicks contractions. But yeah, so we had to go to hospital last week. So it was pretty scary, but she was fine. They were just really painful. Painful to the point where the doc goes, the only thing we can really give you is Panadeine Forte.
And Domino's apparently.
Oh, she got Domino's. Had to get a Domino's on the way out. What about that? I'm on keto at the moment. And she got Domino's by herself.
No sympathy.
No sympathy.
Good on her.
What a woman.
Well, I do that too. Jesse's like, I'm going to cook a bit of salmon. I'm like, well, I'm getting the Colonel.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys don't eat the same thing every night?
No, we don't. Because I'm lazy.
I've heard you only eat one thing.
I am fucking, it's Papa Macros.
Papa Macros. Code Butterfly. Isaac.
It's embarrassing. Like, I know we've already plugged him. I fucking love Papa Macros. I am so lazy. Like, I am before these guys came into my life, I just cook on a Sunday. I just cook like two things. That gets me to like Thursday, and then I buy my smoko and dinner on a Friday. But obviously now Papa Macros have come into the picture. It's different. But Jessie needs to eat fresh stuff all the time. She needs to come home and cook. I just can't be fucked. I'm like, whatever I've cooked gets microwaved and I have that. Yep. And after like one night of that, she's over it and she'll cook her own thing. So,
well, we actually struggled to conceive, Claire and I. I had one meal of Papa Macros and she was up the duff.
Apparently great for fertility.
Great for fertility. Gabe had one the other week.
He's grown an inch.
He's grown. His cock is almost an inch longer than it was last week. So he's
got 2 inches.
Congratulations on the 2 inches. Congratulations.
Two more than me, brother.
No, but we actually don't know because what we and I'll be transparent with everyone, our deal with Papa Macros is we get like a kickback for every time you buy something.
Yeah.
We don't find out if it's actually like we've made any money until like a month. So
I hope to God we do because I fucking love him.
I've sold my soul to Papa Macros.
You've obviously promised him the world.
I have.
And I fucking love him and I really want him to stay on board. So please somebody, one.
Mate, there's a lot of other like companies that make this stuff. Like there's one like Goodbye Stale or G'day Fresh or something it's called. And I can't remember. But it's shit. And they've disowned me. They came out, if we recall.
Oh, they got, yeah, that's right.
They said we'll never work with, and then Papa Macros came in and saved the day. So shout out. Anyway, yeah, Claire, she was levitating on top of the bed whilst having these Braxton Hicks contractions listening to
Mongolian
throat music. And I just sat there and I thought, wow, what a amazing thing the female body is to be able to not only levitate with a baby.
I mean, that's
and
something.
Sing throat music from Mongolia. And she looked at me, and you know what she said? She said, Papa Macros, 10% off, code Isaac. What she said. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a real, but yeah, we're ready to go.
World's longest plug.
What is going on right now? Are we still in the plug or what? Yeah. It's like Inception, but with the plug. I thought the podcast had started, but that whole thing was a plug. I'm going to get home and be like, Bob Macros.
Well, Claire, actually, on the topic of you, she had a bad dream about you. She was telling you this just before.
Devastating stuff.
That you died.
Yeah.
Something happened. And this is how full on this dream was. She woke me up and we were in the studio. And we were hanging up one of your merch hats.
This is in the dream.
In the dream, the Daily Blue merch hat that I haven't seen any for a while.
They sold out and I never restocked them.
Mm, good. Now that's good business.
That is why I'm still on the tools.
Why don't you get a t-shirt?
I mean, yeah. These are all things.
We do have Cancer in Our merch. I don't know where they are, but anyway.
Yeah, we're
working on that. You should get a...
It's fucking sick merch that we've got for this. I just don't know where it is.
Don't
do it right now. Plugs. We're doing the podcast.
No. Oh, hang on. Let me just Google something.
Don't chase it up now.
Papa Macros.
Discount code.
Still 10% off.
Still work.
The Cancel Me Now merch.
Is this the time to do this?
Well, otherwise mid-podcast. It's not going to happen, Big Dick. So you can just fucking
work hours.
Shut your dirty.
I'm on the clock.
Yeah.
Hey, just while you're doing this, I just wanted to give a shout out. I keep getting nice messages from people. I don't know, your inbox is full of death threats. So.
Oh, I need to talk to Papa Macros.
No, but like I keep getting like people like that are enjoying the podcast, and I get like I reckon nearly one a day, and it honestly makes me so happy every time. I know I say it all the time, but like I come in from work and I'm like, fuck man, I fucking hate the fucking scaffold, and then I just look in my inbox and someone's like, hey, I really like the podcast. I'm like,
that's beautiful.
It's nice. So thank you.
Anyway. I actually do look at my inbox.
I know, but yours is just. There's a lot of fucking
man,
death threats in
there. Fucking, I'm going to make a video on it, but the Christians have come for me. They've really come for me.
Why? Because God's not real.
I allegedly suggested in a video that God, not God, that Jesus fingers underage girls and breaks their hymens.
You implied that?
Allegedly implied that.
You reckon, is that what they're upset about? Or
I don't know. Maybe it's the tone I said it in.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I mean, we'll have to just wait, get to the bottom of that one.
We'll pass on that one. Imagine if that's why Papa Macro has dropped us as a sponsor, that I'd said that Jesus fingers underage girls. Anyway, we're talking about Jesus, the religious figure, not some dude in Mexico named Jesus. How dare they say that?
I do not.
So I just wanted to bring up a topic about your people. I said that before. I don't know if you saw this over the weekend, but in Melbourne, a few of them got around.
Oh, yeah, what's doing? Boys, what are you doing?
So there was a big, so there's a lady whose name absolutely escapes me, and you might be able to Google it, Gibbs, Gibbs Bodily Harm. And she is quoted as anti-trans. She's also a TERF. Are you familiar with TERF?
What's TERF stand for?
Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminist, which means that they are pro-woman but not pro-trans woman.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah,
welcome. It's good to have you here. It's a bit of a...
I learn a lot on this podcast. Yeah, these are all things that I don't know are things.
Well, because you live in the real world with real problems. Yeah. I live in the internet world where everyone's upset about nothing.
Yeah. It's it is funny to like hear that.
Welcome.
No, but it's like it is funny to like see that I'm just learning what this is, but people are really upset about these
things.
They're
really upset about it. So the lady's name.
Is that her?
Yeah, Kelly J. Keene, and she held an event KJ. In Melbourne. She came out, and they tried to stop her coming out, which I'm never a fan of.
No, I think everyone should be able to come out whenever they want.
And that's what I'm saying, particularly this close to Pride Week. Fuck, how dare they? So Kellyanne, whatever, Kellyanne fucking J. K-Dog. KJ.
Kellyanne Kennelly.
Oh, cack. KJK, Kellyanne J. Keene. She's Keen. She ended up in Melbourne. And she had a big riot. There was a big riot.
Is she like
a speaking event?
A ladies Milo Yiannopoulos kind of set up?
Sure. I mean, I don't know what her videos are about, Gabe, or her articles. Maybe we could get some of those up to get a bit of an idea of her actual thoughts on transgender people. And straight off the top, my opinion on trans people, and you may think that I'm an asshole, I fucking hate trans people. No. If you're an adult and you're not hurting anyone, and who gives a shit what you do? I don't care if you're trans, gay, straight, whatever. Doesn't matter. Just fucking you be you, right?
Yeah.
I don't like in the trans community, I don't like when youngsters are taking hormone replacement therapy. I don't like how a lot of young women unfortunately get mastectomies at a very young age. I think that's terrible for the purposes of fitting into the gender that they feel. I don't like those type of things. Things where you're making decisions as kids that will affect you for the rest of your life. If you're an adult and you want to do it, if you can get a tattoo, you should be able to chop your cock off. That's sort of my basis on it, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're the same thing. So,
well, I think so. But I think you can get a tattoo with a doctor's note or a note from your mum and dad. So,
yeah, they're like, they're big decisions to be making at an early age.
I also think if you are a trans adult, do it if you want. But I don't think you should have the bottom surgery, removing the penis. Apparently that surgery and the recovery is horrific.
Oh, you reckon?
And I'll...
No, shit.
The old... Oh! I've got to show you something.
You're on fire. What's going on?
I've got to show you
something. Did you do fucking blow before this podcast? You are all over the shop.
It's Gabe, can you get me... don't turn... Actually, no, I'll get it. Don't. Everyone stay still.
Okay. Fucking what? Hell, he's on one.
Did you have an ice bath today?
He had a Papa Macros.
He had a Papa Macros. Yeah. There's one in every box that's got amphetamines in them, apparently. That's not true. Yeah,
that's fake.
That is not true. That is fake news. That is fake news.
I can't find anything on this chick, but people are calling her a neo-Nazi or some shit.
So the boys in... I did see the photo of the boys in Melbourne, Nazi saluting. Hey? What's this? Jeez, that's pretty hectic. Fucking hell.
So this is...
Jesus Christ, it's heavy.
So can you see that?
Can you describe what's going on here?
Yeah, so if you're listening to this on Spotify or another audio platform, I'm holding a giant axe. Looks like... this is an axe, isn't it? A battle axe.
That is a... So this was made by a company called Modern Viking, and they are absolute legends. So this was... This guy said, oh, I'll just make you an axe, man, you know, if you want one. I was like, yeah, sure. I love things like that.
Fucking so
man, he apparently he spent months on this. He's a Scandinavian dude, or his family is Scandinavian. It is probably about, what, 5-6 kilos? And it is sharp as fuck. Feel that edge.
I'm not going near it.
You know, another Patreon episode, we should chop some shit with it.
Chop Gabe's head off if he keeps not turning up for episodes.
Some watermelons.
But yeah, we could actually do that. That'd be smart.
Don't run your finger across it.
No, Phil...
I can hear it, yeah.
So these are the little covers for it, little ear wings.
Yeah, they do look like little ears.
Do you reckon I'll get on? Is that the thumbnail?
You look like a frill neck lizard.
Can you put those covers back on? But yeah, so they sent me that, and apparently he spent weeks working on it. I just wanted to say thank you, because I think that is absolutely awesome. Do you want me to put it back on? Right? Man, it's crazy, that thing. It's so heavy, I was swinging it around before, I can only cut my finger on it. Do you want me to do it? Because you look like you're struggling. Do you need help?
Finish her off, mate.
So people are calling this lady a neo-Nazi, Gabe. Is that what you're saying?
That is one thing I was reading, yes. I couldn't see any specific quotes or anything from her, though.
Have you got the picture of the fellas that were giving the old Hitler salute in Melbourne?
I can get that up, yeah. I saw that.
What was that? Like, what?
Okay. Sidetracked by the giant axe.
Yeah.
So basically what happened is she is known as she's anti-trans apparently. So that could mean anything from I hate trans people to I don't think they should get certain et cetera, if they're young, right? That's basically what is known as a TERF. People say that J.K. Rowling is a TERF. So she would also be seen as anti-trans. So it's much of a muchness really. It's hard to sort of, you know, understand what it actually means. Because people, you know, they clarify different things or they define different things in different ways. So people would say that I'm anti-trans or I'm this and that, you know, it is what it is. But somehow during this big, she had a speaking event on the street in Melbourne, because apparently people just do that. There was a big counter protest, and then out of nowhere, this big group of fucking Nazi dudes throwing Nazi salutes with the Australian flag turn up.
Damn, that's fucking not great, fellas. Yeah,
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. How is that happening?
Like,
one of them's got his face uncovered. That's
so. Did you see him? He's
got Nazi vibes.
Is there a specific guy?
Yeah, he. If you have a look at
I searched TERF protest Melbourne.
Nah, go to like Nazi.
That's just people blowing up about the pitch at the MCG on Boxing Day.
TERF protest. Well done. If you look up like Nazi guy, nice. Melbourne protest, he might come. He's just a blonde dude. It was on actually, there was a story on news.com about it.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, Hitler's dream.
Fucking isn't he what?
It wouldn't be a black dude doing it, would it?
Well, I wonder, was there black Nazis?
Probably not.
I don't know. There may have been.
You know that Dave Chappelle show where he's like the white supremacist guy, but he's black?
Yeah, I have seen that.
But he's blind. He doesn't know he's black.
And like, yes, I have seen that.
We can't tell him. He's too powerful for the movement. Clayton Bigsby.
That is him.
That's great. That's great.
Sorry, I'm just trying to find this guy.
Yeah, I didn't find the guy. When I searched it up, that Kelly chick came up.
Damn, your Google history must be so incriminating.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Should see mine. All right, I'll just send this to you, Gibus.
Gibus Christ.
Gibus bodily harm. Okay. Yeah, so there was this big... And then all these Nazi dudes, and if you've seen the footage, and I'm sure most people have, they fucking just, like, march on it. And then everyone's blowing up at the police because they separated everyone, and people saw that as them protecting the Nazis, but I don't know. Can we play that video? Oh, this is what's Scott, what's the name? Rita Panahari?
Ooh. Kelly J. Keene is in the country, and that means riot police.
Imagine that. Imagine that nagging you when you get home from work.
Kelly Han is in the country.
Speak about their rights. I went along to the Sydney event on the weekend, and here's a little of what I found. This?
We're not having Papa
non-binary is absolute nonsense.
You're getting me
and transitioning children is abuse.
Well, actually, I came here to initially protest both sides, but I have to say the hospitality from some of the feminists, etc., behind me right now, it's been quite cordial, just and cordial. I wasn't really expecting that.
There's multiple layers to this. It's not just...
It's cordial, not cordial, you fucking dumb cunt. everyone's been so cordial.
Are we done on that one?
No, keep going. I just wanted to say something, if that's all right with you, Gabe.
Fine with me.
Is that all right? Okay, thanks, mate. The protest or the original speaking event was from feminists who would people would call them TERFs, and basically they want things like trans people not to be able to compete, trans women, biological men competing against natural born women. That's one of their big talking points, and I hear that and I agree with it. I think they should absolutely not be able to compete because they're completely different everything.
There was a comedian come up on my Instagram feed the other day, and I'm fucking spewing because I can't think of his name, but he was like, he's for it, but he's like, yeah, I'm for it as long as I can bet on it.
Yeah, 100%.
I was like, that's outstanding.
But would you want to bet on it? Like, how can you bet
it's
on it?
It's easy money.
It's going to be the shortest odds of all time.
Mm. Yeah, but you just fucking keep putting multi like, couple of try scorers.
Yeah. I guess you could have like,
well, you can like two or three legs, pump it up.
They could have that in like, imagine if the NRL had like women playing like in the men's,
we spoke about this.
It'd never happen because they're not even close to the men's ability. But anyway,
I want to pun on it. Now I want to pun on it.
Well, Fallon Fox was a man and she ended up punching a hole in a fuck. She was a MMA fighter and she broke some chick's skull.
Yeah, I had money on that.
But so this is what these TERFs are protesting against. And
TERFs.
Trans exclusive, blah, 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 blah. And I think it's a very fair point. I don't know what your thoughts are, Bluey. Are you anti-trans?
No, I just don't care about any of it.
But what do you think? Should biological men be able to compete against biological women?
If I can pun on it. Nah.
Come on, lefty blue.
It's like...
Left-leaning blue.
It's so non on my radar that I just like...
You sound like a fucking politician.
No, like it shouldn't like...
You sound like Dominic Perrottet when people ask him about his dodgy brother.
It's pretty obvious that dudes shouldn't be able to compete against chicks.
But these are women.
Yeah, like on paper, but physically they're not.
But they are.
Well, like, I mean, we're going to get... Like, this is it, isn't it?
This is it.
This is why, like, me... And, like, I'm pretty sure most people don't care.
Yeah.
Like, pretty sure everyone is of the opinion that, like, you shouldn't do that.
Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be fucking stupid. But then a couple of noisy people are like,
yeah.
Deh! And
it's
then everyone's
the
like,
vocal minority.
Ooh, it's a fucking debate. It's like, it's not a debate. That's not what we should be doing. I'm busy. I've got fucking scaffold to knock up. Let's like, I'm pretty sure that's everyone.
Yeah.
But there's just like people who have time to go to these things on the weekends.
Well, who are these people to go to these
things? Bro, like you got nothing else going on.
So let's keep going with the video because I'm interested to see what, this is actually really, succinctly titled, a lefty activist tried to shout.
The erasure of our language and what it means to be a woman. There's also terrible harms being inflicted onto children. And if you try to speak
about people like removing the name womanhood and just calling it personhood.
Did you see the clip of Sam Smith? And he was on, you know, Sam Smith. Like,
who's Sam Smith?
The fat fucking singer.
Oh, you mean... They them legend.
Yeah.
Sam Smith.
And he was on some like brekkie show talking about, and they said, oh, you're apparently quite into fishing, aren't you? And he goes,
Yeah,
I'd love to be a fisher them. And they're like, yeah, you'd be like, what sort of fisherman would you be? And he goes, oh, I'd be any kind of fisher them.
So is he taking the piss or is he being...
It looked like he was taking, but he's serious because he's a them.
But maybe he's taking the piss, but he has to be serious because if he doesn't, then he's going to fall out.
It would be good if like Sam Smith in like, a year came out and he'd been doing like an Ali G. Remember Ali G used to go undercover with like politicians and like Sam Smith's just been trolling everyone.
Because that's
whole time.
What it looks like. It looks like he is trolling.
That one in particular looks like he goes like, I'd be a great fish of them. And it's like, dude, you got to be taking the piss.
It is just Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
That is Sam Smith.
I fucking hope so.
I hope so.
So, because otherwise, have you seen like the comparisons between, because he's got a beautiful voice and they were showing these comparisons between him performing at the Brits or whatever like 4 years ago and now he's walking out with his big fucking pasty body getting it on.
Dude, Sam Smith, Omen, he did a song called Omen with Disclosure, came on the radio, the Savo. It's a fucking cracker.
Bit of a banger.
Absolute cracker. And now he's tossing up this fucking shit.
Well, he hasn't done, to my knowledge, hasn't done any Mongolian throat music, so I'm not interested. Please go on.
He's got a whole back catalogue. But yeah, it's funny. Lefty's losing it.
It's such a Sky
News. What is this Sky News?
Yes. About this, you just get silence. I think the saddest thing about it is that a lot of them are actually young women, and that's who we're here trying to support and defend and protect and safeguard. And that's probably like the saddest thing for me.
I think they have some fair.
Yeah,
keep going.
Homophobic, transphobic, he's a spineless.
Do you reckon this guy fucking loves me?
Yeah, he'd be
a big. Is he a Patreon supporter?
100%. He's got boxes of Papa Macros fucking blocking his door. The thing, I got two trains of thought with this kind of stuff, and like, as I've made painfully obvious, I'm just so ignorant to all of it. I don't care, and I think a lot of people are the same. But also, what does worry me is the people that do care and that do make noise about this are like the people in universities. They do become like the rule makers. They do become the people, like the, and I don't know how true it is, but it's what Joe Rogan's told me is that the places that these kind of thoughts and you know, things permeate are the universities, and they're the people that care. That's what where it kind of proliferates and goes more and more. And that's where it can kind of become actually, it can matter, even though I don't think it does because I'm on job sites all day and a lot of people just go, it's fucking bullshit. Well, I'm worried that
the new generation coming through.
Exactly.
Because like teaching is such a left-leaning and predominantly female industry.
And is it going into schools? I don't know. I'm not in school. I don't know many teachers.
I mean, you know, what could go into schools, perhaps? I mean, that we see
surely the parents would just go, what are you?
Maybe not so much in Australia, but in America right now, you do see a lot of books getting around about they, thems, and all this type of stuff.
But is it a lot, or is it just and it goes
and
viral?
People talk about it
and
all the time.
And it's the same with like the teachers that are going, I'm teaching my students this. Is that, that's not every teacher. Fucking weird teacher and it went viral.
It's definitely not.
I'd like to think that.
It's like that teacher with the big tits. You remember her? The dude with the tits? That was hilarious. But
like you kind of think like, surely, because I don't, and that's the other thing, I don't see a lot of these people, like I don't see any, you know what I mean? Like of these people that think like this, everyone that I speak to is of a similar opinion to, but is it just because I'm in that circle? Like I don't fucking.
Well, I guess we see it come through into normal society and we see it with like gender pronouns. So for the longest time it was like they, them, she, her, he, him. And now you can go to Andrew Bogut tweeted about it the other day. He was signing
his kid up. Bogut's a cracker.
I know, he's hilarious.
He just says what he wants. He's the best.
We should get him on the show. He's been on the show before.
Yeah, he just did JBK. Shout out John Bernard Ramsey.
John Bernard Ramsey did him.
The JBK show.
Sorted him out, Men from the Boys.
Good episode.
He's a great dude. He's got some good guests on too. Yeah. Shows what living in Sydney and fucking.
Living in Sydney and not being openly racist.
Mate, Gabe can hear you. He's right there.
Papa Macros. Stick around.
10%.
Should have a competition one day, how quickly we could lose a sponsor.
I mean, I'm sure.
We should try getting them first.
We just got one. Let's not do this.
I think these things sort of start as fringe topics, and then because schooling is so female-dominated, and most people who are successful through schooling, be that primary school, high school, university, are women, and usually the ones who go into teaching are left-leaning. Maybe that's where they adopt these things, and then it becomes part of sort of the daily, the repertoire or the way that people speak. And they, you know, you see it in those drop-down menus when you pick your pronouns, and that just becomes normal. And it's not hurting anyone, but it is making people quite confused. It's like, okay, so what? Okay, so I'm
confused enough.
Well, I'm 5 years old. Why do I have to choose whether or not I'm a he, her, she, him, zzer, zzer? Like, it's just mad. Like, that's just be other. You're an other.
Yeah.
It's okay to be another, but you don't need to have everyone bend over backwards and writing code so you can pick fucking cotton, zzer, there, cotton, five as your fucking pronouns.
Is it like, it's probably Shapiro. I'm just like regurgitating things I see on YouTube and TikTok, but it's like because no one wants to actually go out and like achieve anything and like be like, but this is like if you're that, if you pick that box, then that's like an achievement for people because they don't want to like actually work hard and do anything. But if you just put your hand up and go, oh, I'm non-binary, everyone's like,
you've done it. You're a part of a crew.
And it's like you don't actually have to do anything.
Yeah. You've just become a part of a movement.
Yeah.
You know, and you've already, all of a sudden, you've got this dopamine release because you're ticking all the boxes and people are excited for you and they're sending you messages. And
you can get a pat on the back without actually fucking.
Yeah. What you just said about getting DMs from sexy blokes.
Yeah, and these all dudes.
About how good the podcast
and
is.
And thank you, boys. Keep them coming.
Yeah, bro. Papa Macros. And you know, it's the same with these guys. They're getting like, oh, I'm now non-binary, and they get 1,000 messages about how great and unbinary they are.
Start a fucking mad podcast like us to get those messages, you fucking
do
plebs.
It. Have you got a fucking, which camera on? Have you got a fucking axe made for you? No. They, them.
You're a fighter, eh? Nah, you're really full of beans.
So, yeah, the Nazis, Blue, I don't think you should have called them in.
Yeah, so anyway, back to the Nazis. That's a, like, that's a big call. Like, imagine the group chat with the fellas and like, yo, we're going down to this protest.
So scroll down. That's the guy we're talking about. That's what this article is. Yeah.
Yeah. But imagine like the group, like, let's go down there and yeah, that's him. Let's go down there and fucking give it to him. Like, what? That's nuts. That's fucking crazy. Nuts. Like, hey boys, you seen this shit on the news? Why aren't you at work for starters? Or it was on the weekend, wasn't it?
It was on the weekend. Zoom in, please.
Yeah. That is just crazy. He's got
Runic Storm.
Yeah, that's got that's a big eagle, isn't it?
What's going on, guys?
Yeah,
look at
those fucking lines. Yeah, imagine being
I
in
hate
that.
Those lines.
But that's like Nazi ass shit, right?
It does look.
Imagine being in the imagine getting a peep at their group chat, their WhatsApp group.
So the Runic Storm, a Ukrainian streetwear brand for strong, brave, angry youth, T-shirt and black sun wheels, originated in Nazi Germany. Yeah, their WhatsApp group or their.
It'd be nice to have a little signal group chat that they've got.
Oh, imagine the shit.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Well, they actually had some things that were leaked from it. And it was
one of the boys is a snitch.
Yeah, what about that? So I just can't imagine someone like
I don't feel that passionately about anything.
No.
Let alone that.
Imagine
to go down there and be like, no, I gotta go and fucking give these guys a piece of my mind and going down there and tossing that up. That's fucking crazy.
Just throwing that symbol up and being serious about it. Like we've all done the Nazi symbol.
Dude, even like if I go like
have you ever done the Nazi symbol? Like, not seriously, not anything against, but just as, like, at school.
I'm sure I have. I'm definitely sure I have.
That's how Gabe waves goodbye to me. It's really weird.
Yeah, you got to just knock it off.
What do I do?
The Nazi symbol.
How's it go?
Oh, I can't remember. You'd have to show me.
That old chestnut. That's what, imagine if someone tricked these guys in. It's actually a joke. Like, someone was just waving at them and they just caught the wrong angle and they're all, like, waving at the wrong time.
There's the thumbnail right there, Bluey.
He's lucky I was on the wrong camera.
Typical. yeah, it's different to think that these... Like, what do they actually believe? Is this, like, the Aryan race and all that type of stuff?
I've got a fair idea what they might believe.
But what is it?
I don't ask them. I don't know.
But is it... So, these guys... Okay, there you destroy go. Pedo freaks. That's what they turned up with.
That looks like that's what they... Awesome. That's what they believe.
That's actually the name of my next special.
Destroy Pedo Freaks.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, that message is like fine if it's not at a trans rally, right?
I mean, I assume a lot of people are probably on board with that part of the message.
Yeah.
I think what they're doing and they're doing wrong there is they're suggesting that all trans people are... And this is what...
Yeah, that's not cool.
This is the argument that people take. They go, okay, well, if you're... And this is what they've been doing with this Kellyanne Kennelly or what her fucking name is. Not definitely not Kellyanne Kennelly. Because these guys turned up, and look at the prick on the right with the short shorts.
I mean,
fucking loser.
That's fucking pedophile bait right there, those shorts.
I know. Don't wear them to school.
You want to destroy the pedos, mate?
Oh,
those shorts are doing nothing to fucking deter them.
Look at old mate next holding the sign. He's got even shorter shorts. What's doing? Why aren't they matching? That could be Gabe. That could be Gabe.
I don't know why I'm going around calling people little guy, but...
That could be you. Is that you? Zoom in. That could be you. Okay. Can anybody confirm Gabe's whereabouts on Sunday?
He wasn't helping with the podcast.
He certainly wasn't.
So they're sort of tarring the trans community with the pedo community. That's not...
Yeah,
Mate, Nazis are doing terrible things for the pedo community. No, but what
they're making the pedos look bad.
I just think they're obviously just grubs. They're obviously just grubs. But what people like the Premier fucking, what's that cunt's name? Daniel Andrews. He started to suggest that anyone who was at the rally
was
anti-trans and therefore a Nazi, which isn't fair.
Well, I mean, if you go to a Nazi rally, you probably...
No, but it wasn't a Nazi. They just rocked up.
Oh, so...
So whoever was inside of it, like whoever told them where it was and told them to turn up, yeah, sure, they're probably a Nazi sympathizer. Look at these cunts.
What's doing? Oh, this has come from the group chat.
Maybe.
Well, I mean...
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know. It's different, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. Does this stuff go on all the time? We only just hear about it.
He's got the stash.
You got the stash too.
That's Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, maybe he's just a Chaplin fan.
Is it true that Charlie Chaplin copied it? Hitler copied it off Charlie Chaplin?
Apparently Charlie Chaplin.
Chaplin.
Can you Google this? Right, pedophile. Charlie Chaplin pedophile. Is that right?
Wow. That's huge if it's true. All the great entertainers end up being fucking...
Well, he was never overly outspoken about it.
Hey.
But no, seriously, check it out.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Because apparently he was either that or something dodgy. He may not have been a pedophile. Don't sue me if you're part of the Charlie Chaplin fam.
Yeah, if he just turns out to be dodging his taxes and you've called him a pedo, I'd be fucking...
I didn't say he was a pedo. I said, was it? I said, Google it. Is it true? I don't believe it's true.
So this is just on like Quora.
Yeah.
He was married to a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old, and an 18-year-old. So yes, he was obviously a pedophile.
Well, I think 16 is the age of consent, so I don't think that's pedophilia. I just think that's.
There's another comedian's got a really good bit.
I definitely think it's.
He's got a really good bit about dodgy.
Explaining pedophilia.
Yeah, he's like explaining pedophilia. He's like 16 is not actually a pedophile, but then as soon as you start explaining it, you just sound like a pedophile.
Who is that? Is that Louis CK?
Oh, I don't know. I've got the memory of a goldfish, mate. I just see these things and spit them out. I don't know who said what.
So I don't know, Bluey. You said you wanted to talk about defending these guys. And I'm interested to hear it.
I mean, everyone, you know, I just wanted...
Is this a hot take segment?
Bring back the hot takes. Where's the hot takes at?
We haven't done hot takes. Let's do hot takes in the tub later.
Yes, hot takes in the tub.
For Patreon.
Because does anyone know what you're talking about? In the tub?
In the ice bath.
In the ice bath, not just the tub. I now have an ice bath in the studio brought to you by the great people at Odin Baths.
That's so rogues. That's so rogues to have
it's pretty rogue.
A plunge in the studio.
It's pretty crazy.
Fucking sick.
What about we tried to move it the other day? Gabe was here. It was a fucking shit fight. It would have been so heavy.
It's 100 kegs, isn't it?
It's a little bit more, like around about 120 or something. But it's so awkward.
Dude, we got it. We're going to, so for Patreon today, we're going to get in the tub and do some hot takes and
hot
stuff.
Hot takes.
Wait till you see this fucking thing. It's sick.
It's craziness. It's madness.
It's very cool.
It's very, very cool. Blue, what else has been going on, mate? We talked Nazis.
Well, yeah, obviously plenty on the big weekend down in Melbourne.
Big weekend for the Melbourne.
What else has been happening? Played footy. I made my triumphant return.
Was this your debut for the Magpies?
Debut for the pub side, the Dudley Magpies. Mate, and
that's beautiful.
First game of footy in about 18 months.
And so. How did you go?
Yeah, it went well. Yep. Enjoyed it immensely.
So take us through. What was it like? How long was it since
you played? So Friday, I haven't played for about a year and a half since starting the business and...
Yep.
And whatnot. But yeah, it was great.
Who'd you play?
We played South Newcastle up at The Nest, home of the Magpies. Friday night, classic.
Some amazing players have come out of that club.
Mate, amazing players, amazing drunks, yourself. Mate,
amazing me.
Amazing you. Amazing comedians. Yeah, it was fucking awesome. I was like, this is going to be a good year.
The Dudley Magpies are now the highest per capita club in the world for comedians with two.
Who's the other one?
You. Oh. You've done some stage time.
I have.
You're good if you keep going.
Yeah, I know. I'm fucking just like busy, eh?
Yeah, man, we're all busy.
I know.
I got ice baths to get in.
That's when Papa Macro's coming. Save time cooking. But yeah, no, played footy, few schooners on Friday night. It was really nice. You know, and like the older you get, the more you appreciate. Because I'm, you know. Footy's not going to last forever.
Yep.
No. 31.
It shouldn't be lasting now.
No, I shouldn't be playing this year. But I was like, one of my best mates is coaching. And he's like, Blue. The bat signal went up. it's just a ratchet and a hammer in the sky. And I had to answer the call. And I was like, you know, I sit in my undies and have a beer after you play, and you're starting to get sore already. Mm. And you just go, this is what it's about.
How was your first touch?
It was good. We played like, they were like kids that we played.
Oh, really? That's well, great.
Because so it's like third grade.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the kids who are too old to play under 19s, mm-hmm. but not good enough to play reserve grade. Mm-hmm. So they play
third grade.
They play third grade.
Pub comp, yeah.
And I'm old and a lot stronger than all of them. So it was quite fun to just like have my way with young boys for 80 minutes.
That's
great. It was awesome.
Speaking of pedos,
that's such a George Pell way to play. I like it.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. So it was good, and a few schooners afterwards.
Did you win?
Yeah, we did. It was just a trial.
Any punch-ons?
No punch-ons, but I did put it over a couple of young boys. Fucking
did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was good.
Get that up, yeah. Yeah. Mate, I used to love trying to hurt people. It was the funnest part of the game.
It was fun to like get a hold of them and just like, because I'm quite heavy and I'm obviously stronger than all, so like, to just lay on them and they can't move until I'm like, you're not getting up till I let you up. It was quite fun.
The
and then kiss them.
You can do anything in the game, right? You can do as much dirty shit as you want, and I have the best way to get out of getting punched in the face.
Kiss them.
No, just apologize.
Sorry, mate. Sorry.
Yeah,
that's pussy.
You can do anything and just get up and go, sorry, mate. And they have to go, oh, fucking all right.
No, I've seen both get punched.
I dropped the biggest, one day I was playing Windale.
Dropped the biggest fart.
Biggest knee on the back of someone's head, and they got up filthy. And I just went, oh, fuck, sorry, mate.
A bloke did stand on my hand and then apologise immediately, and I went,
You can't punch him then.
No, I'm not a, I can't fight anyway.
I remember there was a bloke, I won't say his name because he's a businessman, but it rhymes with Sandor, and he used to play for Dudley. And
Sandor Earl is a footballer too. Exactly. It's not Sandor Earl if you're listening.
It's not.
Shout out Sandor Earl. Handsome.
Hot man.
Fucking hot hell, cunt. He's so hot.
Hot mess. I'd hate to be a pussy around him.
Oh, he must have done
jammed.
A scary amount of rooting.
No wonder he had to bloody take peptides. Oh. Is that what he was taking?
I think it was peptides for Morton recovery.
I think he had a torn groin from fucking.
100%. Anyway.
I wish I had that.
Enough about how good looking Sandor Earl is.
Anyway, this guy was, we packed a scrum. We're playing, I think we're playing Windale. We might have been playing, Windale.
One of the great local derbies.
One of the great local derbies. And there was this big, big dude. I think his name was Terry or something. Big fat guy playing for Windale. And we packed in the scrum, and I'm sort of, I think I was the other front rower. Something. Yeah, I would have been on, I think I was on the field.
Well, you weren't playing on the fucking wing.
No, I'm trying to think if I was on the bench or on the field. I might have even been on the bench.
You're going to tell this whole story, then you're not even going to be there. Like, mate, it was the biggest fight ever. I actually didn't play that day.
I was only four. I was on the bench, right? And then there's a big punch up. And the story was that they'd packed down and Sandor was in the front row against this big guy. And Sandor had called him a fat cunt.
Great sledge.
And then he said it once.
Not the most clever sledge ever.
Once early in the game, and then he said it in the scrum. And this big bloke said, mate, you call me fat cunt one more time, I'm going to punch the shit out of you. And then this Shandor guy just goes, all right, you fat cunt. And this big dude like leveled him with three punches in a row, like quick succession. Bam, 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 down. And I thought, because I'm a pretty intelligent guy, I wouldn't have said it to his face at that point, particularly not with me dukes up.
No.
Without me dukes being up. Like, just stand there and cop three punches to the face. Not on my radar while I was playing footy.
Yeah, no. I haven't been bashed. I should have been bashed. I haven't been bashed
yet. How many punch-ups you been in?
Mate, you can count on one hand. I'm not a fighter. And, like, I can generally talk my way out of... I can shoot my mouth off, but then if it gets me in trouble, I'm like, mate, I was just joking.
I used to do a lot of
I'm a pussy is what the term is, I believe.
I like a lot of pushing.
Pushing, I'm not even a pusher.
I'm a bit of a pusher.
Pusher T.
Nah. Push me down.
But it was great. It was good. And good to wear the black and white for the first time. I think we're going to have a good year.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. There's a lot of good men down there. And the fucking dungeon.
At the Ocean View Hotel.
So we won't obviously go into the specifics of what happens in the dungeon.
Maybe
but
that's where we should have the fucking sportsmen. It might be a bit small.
It'll be hot and small. But use your imagination what goes on in the dungeon at the Ocean View Hotel.
I'm going to send you something, Gabe. Sorry, I'm not ignoring you.
I got out of there in time, which I was one of my best achievements to date. So I had probably fucking seven or eight schooners after, and I was starting to feel good.
How did you get out?
Oh, I don't know. It's like a tractor beam, mate. As I was getting up the stairs, I could just feel it pulling me back. But I managed to get out and have a productive weekend. So it was good. It was good to be back playing footy and very, very excited. Talking about footy too, yeah. I mean, we'll just talk about it briefly while we're on the subject, but the fucking Knights got beat again.
Mate, and I thought they were going to win. They were doing
well.
Really
they did. They did look good. And then they didn't. And then they lost. So that's probably
that was against the Dolphins too.
Yeah, we've had a soft couple of games to start the year, and we've only won one of them. And against it, fuck, I tell you what, the one thing that made me feel better. There is a team that sucks fucking worse than we do this year.
The Tigers.
Oh, my Christ. They are fucked.
They nearly won yesterday, too.
They are fucked, mate.
They came back. They nearly won.
Yeah, but the Bulldogs clocked off after 30 minutes.
They were up at the canteen at Belmore having a couple of beers.
Mate, the Tigers are in huge fucking strife this year.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that's making me feel better about us.
And you know what? You know who beat them? The Mighty Knights.
The Mighty Knights.
The Mighty Newcastle Knights.
Yeah. Anyway, that's
all. Who should we try and get on from the Knights onto the podcast next?
I mean, no one touches the 10-foot fucking stick.
I think someone
will. Retired players will probably come near us. Mullo, it was great to have Jared Mullen on. Sober retired players.
Sober retired. Anyone who's got nothing to do at the moment.
Joey?
Gabe, I'll send you this. This is about, I just thought this was interesting. 5 minutes and 53 seconds. I just sent it to the chat.
Okay.
Just about footballing.
Okay.
I thought I'd show some of my finest.
Oh, we're not going to watch your highlights on the podcast, are we?
No, no. I just wanted to see you. I wanted to see your reaction to how aggressive I am on the field. I think it's around that.
Okay.
Just look at the big guys that I take on.
You're going to be fighting a small, intellectually handicapped person.
You might have to skip along. I just sort of found this just then. You'll see
you
that.
You just found it. He's ready to go. He's ready to go at all times.
I don't know where it is. It's somewhere.
Oh, keep playing footy and
keep going along.
Having a great time. Expected me to call many people that, but
no, keep going.
A football.
Oh, he's going back. Look at this one. Ready? Look at this.
This try line just down here. They called it the Butterfield.
This is at the hill. At the nest.
All I did was cross that try line.
Look at me go. Oh, big footwork.
Kicked all the goals.
What a try.
Definitely, I was the greatest player that ever lived.
Deciding probably about I was 15 or so, and I was like, okay, I'm never going to give it.
And he's given
the tie still at the same
skip,
time.
Skip. Oh, this is not
my
grand.
Man,
grand.
Everything that's a ball filled,
it would
have to be somewhere on the other. But I'm all that probably a lot of us me a frontal lobe.
Jesus, want to be good.
It's a very general term because epilepsy is on the same spectrum. Migraines, it's all this whole big weird thing. Anyway. So that's apparently what I've got, some sort of
Louis,
form.
Louis, cover something while I find
what I
yeah,
did
so,
to treat it at the start was
footy
I ate
was good,
a ketogenic
the
diet
honking.
Because it helped treat people with epilepsy.
I can
okay,
see.
So
you got it.
So that's,
is it in this video?
It did. Go to about 5 minutes. We're close.
I can't see.
5 minutes and, 4:55. This is me trying to be aggressive.
It was interesting because I was always compared to my dad, like overly aggressive.
Look at that.
I was only aggressive a couple of times in my entire career.
Look at the size of this little guy.
Oh, wow. And you yelled at him too.
That was a C-bomb for sure.
It was so sort of my small. Game.
Big fucking hero.
That is brave.
So if you're listening to this, that was just me picking on this tiny, tiny man.
You're trying to be a shoving.
I was 134 kilos there, and this guy was fucking 90. No, not even 90. Like 9 centimeters tall. He was
Who's
tiny.
Wars End Maryland.
Yeah, it was. Poor cunts.
How good.
Anyway, yeah. So that was my limit to being aggressive. I was always terrified of getting in fights. Much like I'm terrified of Jaina.
China.
I'm glad we've got those submarines so we can take out the Chinese.
Yeah,
military.
So, yeah, another thing I've been hearing about is we've spent how many $300-something billion on.
I don't think people understand how much $300 billion is.
That's, I got an idea. That's
okay,
a lot.
I've got a question for both of you guys. How long does it take to count to a million?
I was going to get this start up. I've heard this. It's
To count as in like one,
a million
two,
seconds.
Three, four. I don't know, million seconds?
About how long?
About as long as it took to find that fucking highlight before.
Like,
how about an answer, Josh?
I don't know, million seconds.
How long? How many?
3 hours.
3 hours to count to a million?
Yeah.
A week.
It's 11 days, 13 hours.
I can count way quicker.
11 days, right?
That's someone who's not having a go.
What about to a billion? How many days?
So 10 times that, so 110 days.
10 times that? It's close.
No, sorry, 100 times that.
It's about 100 years.
to count to a billion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
11 days to a million, 100 years to a billion.
Yeah. So that's the difference between a million and a billion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like, it's like 11 days in comparison to 100 years.
Yes. Is what, like, so we've spent 300
billion.
Billion. Yeah. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I didn't need that to know that that's a lot of money. But
it puts it in perspective.
Yeah, I know.
It's insane. Think you did need that.
So it's, but when they say we've spent that, so is that just what the deals were? I don't know.
Well, I don't know if we pay it straight up. Like, it just comes out of our account.
You just got like pay pass and 300 billion comes out. So yeah, but we've spent it on submarines because of China.
China.
We're worried about the Chinese.
China.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're, I mean, I guess it's good to be prepared.
Yeah, but like the subs aren't going to be ready for 10 years and there's going to be like...
Oh, is that what it is? Is it? It's 10 years.
Well, I don't think we're getting them this week. Like, I don't think they're coming every Monday like Papa Macros.
Can we get a discount code on these submarines?
Surely a discount code on that 300 billion.
It'd be worth at least trying a couple of like well-known discount codes when you're ordering them.
Is
like,
it called Honey? The one that's Honey that finds all the discount codes for you?
Yeah, like 10%.
I mean, 10% of 300 billion.
Sub 10. Mm. How much is it?
100 years.
On the topic of comedy, Josh.
Yes.
ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So you guys have been talking up this week, well, Gabe particularly, that I don't need to write stand-up anymore.
Yeah.
We can have ChatGPT write it for me.
So ChatGPT is the AI
system that basically can answer anything, write anything, do anything.
It's fucking pretty cool.
Gabe, what have you done?
I've asked her to write a stand-up routine in the style of Isaac Butterfield.
And it came back with...
It's going to be pretty funny.
So I've just sent it to your inbox, Isaac.
So I heard Tim Dillon do this and it was like pretty funny.
So we're just copying Tim.
Well, I mean, that's all this show is. We're just copying people doing stuff anyway. So this is ChatGPT.
Don't read ahead. Read straight into it.
So are you going to do it in your voice?
All right. Well, I usually do speak in my voice.
No, but like the voice.
There's no the voice. All right, ladies and gentlemen, settle in because I've got some spicy takes for you tonight. I'm Isaac Butterfield and I'm here to ruffle some feathers.
This thing's great.
You know what really grinds my gears? These fucking woke social justice warriors. They're like a swarm of locusts descending upon anything that they deem offensive. I mean, come on, people. Can't we just have a laugh without someone getting offended? It's like the fun police are in full force these days.
Spot on.
I mean,
where's the punchline, kids? And then don't even get me started on cancel culture. You make one little joke and you're deemed problematic.
It's pretty good.
And then suddenly you're public enemy number one. It's like people are just waiting to pounce on anything that could be perceived as offensive. Whatever happened to forgiveness and understanding? But you know what's even worse than the woke brigade? Those fucking vegans. I mean...
Is that what it says?
I mean, I get it. You want to save the planet and all that, but why do you have to be so smug about it? It's like they think they're morally superior just because they don't eat meat. Newsflash, folks. Plants have feelings too, and they taste fucking terrible.
This is great.
And what's up with these social media fitness influencers? They're all over social media showing off their perfect bodies and telling us to live our best lives. Well, sorry, Karen.
This thing's fucking great.
But sorry, Karen, some of us prefer to sit on the couch and eat pizzas. Plus,
you do eat pizza all the time.
Sometimes. Have you ever seen the price of gym memberships these days? I could buy a year's worth of pizza for what they're charging.
It thinks you're fat.
I think because you always go, you have homemade pizzas all the time.
I do like homemade pizza.
Yeah.
A year's worth of Papa Macros. Yeah. That's what I should have said.
Yeah.
But you know what really gets my goat? These influencers who are trying to... I sound like Dave Hughes.
You're Dave Hughes.
These influencers are really trying to sell us on their latest fad diets or detox tea. I mean, come on, people. Just eat healthy and exercise. It's not rocket science. And don't get me started on those waist trainers. They're like modern-day corsets. Just call them what they are. Fucking torture devices. Nearly done. Anyway.
This is great.
That's enough from me tonight. Remember. No, hang on. Thanks for coming out. And remember, don't take life too seriously. After all, we're just a bunch of monkeys on a spinning rock. Good night.
That's fucking... I'm like, brother, chat, give that fucking bit of technology 3 years and you just, you won't have to write anything anymore.
Anymore.
Try give it 6 months.
You reckon?
Like, that shit's nuts, bro. They've just released like a new version of it. It's going crazy.
So what did you, so you just said to it, write something like me.
I was like, I wrote in, write me a stand-up routine in the style of Isaac Butterfield. I did one originally and it started with, "G'day, cunts," and then I lost that one, and then it wouldn't swear, so I was like, "Bleep the swear," so that's why it read out "bleep."
Yeah. I threw the fucks in.
Effect. Yeah. What a hilarious! Imagine if it got to the stage where you could just write awesome stand up.
You could,
because like I've got mates that work in like their jobs, and part of their jobs is like contract stuff, and this thing just does it all. Like, you just go, like, give me a contract for, like, X, Y, Z, put the names in here.
Wow.
And this thing pretty much just nails it. So I'm like, aren't you fucking obsolete now? Like, what the fuck are they paying you for?
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
The new one's writing lawsuits and shit.
Yeah. So, like, I heard, you know, Isaac John, so, like, YKTR, like, former footballer, he's kind of take on it. Because obviously people just panic and go, like, fuck, it's going to take our jobs. Not the scaffolders, by the way. Can't put a scaffold on. But
whose job are we risking?
Well, people that like fucking do contracts and stuff for a living, but his take on it was like, it's just a tool. Like, it's a great tool for people now. Like, it can just make you so much more efficient, which I think
you still have to know contract law. You need,
you have to look at it and go, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's wrong.
You don't want to just have ChatGPT fill out this massive lawsuit for you. And then on page 4, section 5, it just says, cocks are delicious.
It's got your stand up routine, it's just fucked up.
But it's going to be more.
But like, it is a tool. Like, it's just going to make productivity.
Computers are better than humans, like, in terms of errors, right?
Yeah, you
like
think
I
so.
Trust a computer over a person to fuck it up.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Maybe we should do a. What else could we look up on chat for next week? Could we have like cancer me now or?
I'll see if it knows you, because like a few months ago I tried it and it didn't know who you were, and then I tried it this time.
Finally pulled it.
And it's like, yes, Isaac Butterfield is a problematic comedian.
See if you could get ChatGPT to write us an ad copy in the style
Papa Macro.
For Papa Macros in the style of Isaac Butterfield. Not right now, but maybe.
What if
next
I told you I already did?
Gabe, that's why.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I sent you.
When?
You asked me to give you dot points for Papa Macros.
Oh, was that chat? Oh, was that? I read them. Was that ChatGPT?
Yeah.
Wow. That was, I thought that came from Papa Macros.
You must be busy, Gabe.
So now Gabe's super, he's just.
Where is it?
Outsourcing all the work to ChatGPT.
Well, it's efficiency, right?
Yeah, 100%.
It's going to do a better job than me.
100%.
So what else should I be using it?
Yes.
How do you use it? What, can you go on it? What does it do?
I'll see if I can get on here.
Who am I?
What does it do? This could be your next special.
Yeah, ChatGPT.
It's crazy. Like,
AI, artificial Isaac.
What's going on, you silly beans?
And what about vegans?
And what about them vegans?
Oh,
you got a login. I thought it must have just been a website or something.
I wonder.
Websites have logins, I guess.
Does AI worry you at all?
No.
No. Not worried about, like, I don't know.
I'll let you know when it wants to play.
That's all right. Does it worry, like, does that stuff worry you at all? Like AI?
But I understand why some people are worried about
central
it.
Currencies and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's where it loses me with things I worry about.
Death of the middle class.
Oh, fuck them. I'm upper class.
Yeah.
I understand where you're coming from with the stuff about the internet. See, I worry about that and I deal with that because it's fun.
Yeah.
But this stuff that's serious, I'm like, the war with China.
Yeah,
like all that type of stuff. The Ukraine, I don't want to touch any of that because it's too serious for me. It's not fun.
Yeah, I sometimes think about this like artificial intelligence, and the more we come dependent on it, and I'm biased because I work with my hands for a living, but the more dependent we come on this stuff, the more valuable like all the fucking blokes who can move shit, like people who can work physically, are going to become one day when all this gets like if China attacks and they cut the cables, it just turns all this off, then people who can work with their hands for a living are going to be like, because if the more people that become reliant on this, the more we're just going to forget how to fucking carry bricks and work physically. Then one day when all this isn't available to us, or we don't need this, or we can't use this, or this has been turned against us, This is stuff I think about.
See, I understand where you're coming from, but unfortunately, when the war with China happens and conscription comes back in, the idiots of society, the tradies, will be the first ones to go.
Will be Operation Human Shield.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. Yeah. I think the ones that should be protected are the...
What, the skinny nerds? What are the skinny nerds going to do?
Who are we talking about, skinny nerds?
Just in general. I mean, I'm not sitting with two of them right now, but like, I mean, like what? Like,
what? I've never been called a skinny nerd.
Hypothetically, if we were going into combat, who would be the most useful out of the three of us?
Oh, me.
Why?
How? I'm a born leader.
Yeah.
Gabe, go over there. Yeah. Cause a diversion.
Yeah, you could be good at fighting the Chinese. I saw you pick that guy that was 4 foot tall before in the video.
I thought he might have been Chinese. They're little.
Oh, he's not Chinese. Let him go.
Can you ask ChatGPT what does Vladimir Putin do during his day? That's a fair question.
So was ChatGPT, and we're like weeks late on this too. This is
people. So have you heard this new thing about ChatGPT?
Yeah, yeah, like we've missed this by a fucking mile, but... What was it designed for? Like, what sort of... Gabe, would you be able to shed some... Like, do you know?
Like, designed for? I'm not sure. But, like, it's just to help people. Like, it can write code for websites. Like, the new one that's coming out, like, someone drew a sketch of a website and it turned that into a website. They drew a sketch of a website on a fucking piece of paper and it coded it.
That's crazy.
Okay, so that's a very boring reaction to that.
That one was boring.
He says, I do not have access to Vladimir Putin's daily schedule. However, the president of the Russian Federation is likely a filled day of various activities governing the country. Yada, yada, boring, boring, boring.
Mm. That's all right.
What about?
Like, why don't... like, you could get it to write, like, a short story, a poem.
Oh, how about this? Can we have 20 general knowledge trivia questions?
Two steps ahead, yeah. I got 40 using ChatGPT.
He's like... AI for us. He's like one step ahead of us.
More like Gabe GBT, am I right?
Hey.
Nice.
Fucking Jesus. All right. Shall we do the ice bath challenge? The ice bucket challenge? Okay, that's a new challenge that's out.
Yeah, that's the other one.
The ALS ice bucket challenge. Shall we give it a go?
Let's give it a
go. How long have we done, Gabe?
We're a bit over an hour.
Let's switch over to Patreon and get in the tub. Oh, book club starts next week.
True.
I have like 1 hour and 20 minutes left of this fucking absolute grind.
I don't want you to do it now.
Yeah, I should just can it. I think so. Book club starts next week.
So that's
for you. It's only for Patreon.
All right, cool. Oh, I've been talking to manager Jordan about organising a long lunch.
Nice. So, before we go,
fucking point at me.
Apologies. You're doing a show this weekend in Neath with our mate Ben McLennan, headlining.
Friend of the show. He's headlining the show. Benny's been at a lot of my shows opening for me, and now it's time for me to do my duty as a friend and comedian to open for him. So come along.
He's going to fucking kill it. It's nearly sold out.
Nearly sold out, so grab your tickets if you're in Neath.
Can we put the tickets in the link or something for Benny's show?
Fuck yeah, let's do it. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, see you on Patreon. It's the $1 spots are sold out. It's now $2 a month. See you soon. Tout le revoir. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.